Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here. All right, I want to do something akin to what Frank Luntz did last night, where he just asked. Let's start with the sort of the star of going into last night's debate, Donald Trump. How many people here liked Donald Trump before last night's debate? And how many people like him now? Okay, so similar. Oh, so he won over some people, too. Interesting. All right, let me start with you on that, Rachel. Why did you like him? Why do you like him now?
I think that he really held his own and that he stayed true to his personality. And ultimately, you know, that's what we expected of him.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else have a different reaction? Go ahead.
I like Trump more. Before the debate. Afterwards, you know, they say there's no crying in baseball. There's no whining in politics. And he was a little whiny in certain parts of the debate. And if you're going to be leading our country, I like a lot of what he says. But if you're also whining at the same time, I think you lose a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm. Anybody?
I feel like he responded to your question about essentially buying politicians and things of that nature by basically arguing, I'm not just a crony capitalist, I'm the best crony capitalist, I'm the classiest crony capitalist. And from my perspective, that's just not a solution. That's not a guy who's interested in solutions. I don't know about you, but I would want to pay the Clintons to stay away from my wedding.
Go ahead.
I think he's also proved himself that he's more style than substance, if anything, last night.
Why?
Because he just repeats the same sound bites all the time. Mm. He needs to tell us how he's going to do what he's going to do and not just keep promising us that he's going to do it.
Go ahead.
I think Donald Trump's message has been resonating with Republican voters because they feel some of the same ways when you're talking about traditional marriage, immigration. And he brings those things to the forefront. Not only that, he's been losing business deals because of what he believes. So people are interested in that, and that keeps him innovated and interested in his message. However, he has to have the level of gravitas that he can understand and accept a question like you posed to him and be able to answer it clearly and not get upset by it. Mm-hmm. And he got very upset, and that's not presidential at all.
Go ahead.
You know, I think that his stance on women is completely inappropriate. And, you know, when they started the debate and he refuses to side with the Republican Party, I think that really set the tone for Donald Trump. And I agree, you can see the popularity, his popularity. But, you know, the American people, he's hit the nerve. They're listening to him. And they're frustrated, and they're bringing up, he's bringing up good points, but I don't understand how that translates, his whole demeanor. You know, how many times did he use the word shut up or stupid? And how does that translate to the Oval Office? Do we want our commander in chief?
Go ahead, Rachel.